Now we come to the work of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit regenerates us. Verse 13 here. And then we're going to see the Holy Spirit seals us, and the Holy Spirit is the earnest of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit regenerates us. The Holy Spirit is a refuge for us. The Holy Spirit gives reality to life. We have regeneration, a refuge, and reality in the work of the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at this. In whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, I think this section right through here is, without doubt, one of the most wonderful sections, in whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth. Now, what's he talking about here? Somebody says he doesn't mention regeneration. Well, he mentions regeneration here, but the way he does it is a marvelous way. Because now we are passing from God's work for us, which is objective. That was the work of God in planning the church, the work of the Lord Jesus in redeeming the church and paying for it. And now the Holy Spirit protecting it's different. You see, God's work for us is objective. And God's work in both the Father and the Son. And it was performed by the Father and Son. But now the work of the Holy Spirit is in us. And that's subjective. Now in this work of regeneration and renewing, the Holy Spirit causes a sinner to hear and believe in his heart. That which makes a child of God, you see. How do we become a child of God? Well, the Lord Jesus said, ye must be born again. Well, how am I to be born again? To as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the exousion power, to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more than just believe in his name. But here it says, in whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth. Now, hearing means to hear not just the sound of words, but to hear with understanding. We have that over in 1 Corinthians. Paul says here that the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, who are the called? Are they the ones that just heard? No, it's more than just hearing the sound of words. It means those that heard with understanding. He called them. And it's not just a call of hearing words, but it's a call where the Holy Spirit made real these words. And faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And it's those that were called and heard. And they heard the word of God and responded to it. And what did happen? Well, Peter put it like this, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Now, it's like this. The word of God goes out as it's going out right now. And we're saying that the Son of God died for you. And if you trust him, you'll be saved. Well, you say, I hear what that preacher's saying, but it means nothing to me. But to somebody else hearing it, and the Spirit of God is applying it to their heart, and they are believing, they're trusting. And when they trust Christ, they're being regenerated. Oh, this is marvelous. You see, believing is the logical step after hearing. Not necessarily the chronological, but the logical step. You believed after you heard, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth. And that's the way you're born again, friends. This is the closest to explaining what it means to be born again that I know of any place in the word of God. You heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. the good news of your deliverance, in whom also after ye believe. And when you say after here, I'd like to change that, because again, there's always that understanding today that these are time phrases, and they're really not time phrases or clauses at all. They are what is known in the Greek as a genitive absolute, and they're the same tense as the main verb. In other words, when you heard and you believed, then at that time you were sealed. It all took place at the same time, and that's where baptism comes in. You are baptized the moment that you trust Christ. You are sealed the moment that you trust Christ. Now, sealing is the second great work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit first opens the ear to hear. Then he implants faith. And his next logical step, you see, is to seal the believer. Now, I know today there are those that argue that there's a distinction as to whether God the Father or God the Son seals with the Holy Spirit, or whether the Holy Spirit himself does the sealing. And may I say to you that that type of arguing today, it wearies my tiredness. I get tired of hearing that type of arguing, because after all, to try to split hairs like that is like they did in the Middle Ages. They used to argue how many angels could dance on the point of a needle. You toss that around for a little while, and that'll get you nowhere to argue this. I understand it to mean that the Holy Spirit is the seal, because actually, God the Father gave the Son to die on the cross. We're told that. But we're also told that God the Son offered up himself willingly. Both are true. Now, God the Father and God the Son both sent the Holy Spirit to perform a definite work. But the Holy Spirit performs the work. He regenerates the sinner, and he seals the saved, and I think he himself is the seal. Now, the sealing work of the Holy Spirit, I think, is twofold. He implants the image of God upon the heart to give reality. You know, a seal is put down on a document, and that seal has an image upon it. And I think that's exactly what he does for the believer today. I think that is the thought that we have over in John 3:33. He that receiveth his testimony hath set his seal that God is true. God puts the imprint upon him, you see. Now, the second aspect of the sealing is to denote rightful ownership. Nevertheless, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, because he makes you secure doesn't mean you can live in sin, because it means if you name the name of Christ, you're going to depart from iniquity, and if you don't, you weren't sealed, apparently, and that means you weren't regenerated. The Holy Spirit is the seal, and that guarantees that he's going to deliver us, because Paul, a little later on in this epistle, will say we're sealed until the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. One day he'll deliver us to Christ, and it's nice to be sealed like that. You can have a letter insured today. They put a seal on it. They stamp it. And today, used to seal it, but today they stamp it. And when that stamp's on there, the post office said, we're going to deliver it. However, they don't always deliver mail. I'm not going to get off on that again. I have too many mail carriers and people work in post office who listen to me, and they're good people. And they think I condemn all folk because sometimes letters don't get through. But very frankly, that seal guarantees the deliverance of the letter. And all of this is for what purpose? Verse 14, the third work of the Holy Spirit, who is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Now, earnest money is money that if you want to buy a piece of property and you want them to hold it for you, you put so much money down. That means more's to follow. Now, the Holy Spirit is the earnest money. God's given to us the Holy Spirit, and that means he's got more things he's going to give us later on. We've already seen we have an inheritance. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. And earnest money means more is to follow. And all of this is to the praise of His glory. And here's now our third doxology that we've had here. And the interesting thing is, when Paul considers the work of the triune God for us, why, he has a great doxology to offer, a praise to God.